It's been almost a month since an earthquake leveled much of Haiti's capital. We've seen many images of suffering, but one aspect of the devastation which the screen cannot truly capture is the psychological trauma experienced by those who have suffered loss and serious injury. Today, we want to focus on an initiative designed to address the needs of children in particular, the mental health needs of children. Comfort for Kids is a program developed by Mercy Corps, that's a nonprofit international humanitarian organization, along with child care provider Bright Horizons. Griffin Samples is the senior technical advisor to the program, and she joins us now from Port-au-Prince. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's my honor, and I appreciate the chance to help your NPR listeners learn what's happening on the ground.
What are you trying to do?
Mercy Corps, in partnership with Bright Horizons, after 9/11, developed a very simple messaging program that enables adults, parents, professionals, paraprofessionals to promote resilience in children so that they can minimize the number of children who need the scarce mental health resources that exist after a disaster.
And so what does that mean? You're trying to, help the adults who are there help the kids?
That's exactly it. And we have a training program that we have effectively implemented in the U.S. after 9/11, after Hurricane Katrina. Aspects of the component were launched in Guatemala after Hurricane Stan. We've used it in other earthquake responses in Peru and also in China.
And what does this training entail? I mean, this program, we've done a lot of reporting on mental health issues and who gets those services, who doesn't get those services. And one of the things that seems to come up a lot is this whole question of culturally competent care. What represents comfort to some people might not represent comfort to other people. And so one of the questions I have is, what are some of the tools that you'll be sharing with adults to try to help kids in this situation?
We have a couple of things, Michelle. The first thing is a very simple messaging training program. And with our trainings, we've piloted two already. We've trained just under 100 people. And we look at first, how are adults responding to the earthquake? Adults are expected to take care of children. That's normal in any culture. So before we even get into how you can support children better, we say, well, you know, what are you seeing among yourselves? What are different behaviors that you are having yourself or maybe you see in your friends and your family? And normal adult reactions to a crisis, be it an earthquake or a large natural disaster or a 9/11, would be anxiety, fear, sleeping too much. For adults, there might be drinking too much or smoking too much. So people tend to have normal anxiety-type reactions after a crisis, and one of our key messages is to normalize those reactions. People may not know that those are simply normal adult reactions after trauma.
Who are some of the adults who will receive this kind of training?
It's a key question. The training will be reaching out to two different groups. We will be partnering with a program that's under the aegis of the First Lady, Madame Préval. She's hosting child spaces where children will be doing arts activities. They'll be doing them for 2.5-hour sessions, 3 times a day, 6 days a week. So there'll be a rotation of children. And so one group we'll work with will be the mothers who have brought their children. You know, 2.5 hours is not enough time to go and do a lot. Traffic is crazy. It can take 1.5 hours to get anywhere here. The other groups we've worked with, the teachers, the nurses, the daycare workers, we've had psychologists. We've had a very wide range in our pilots already. We'll continue with that group as a second training population and the parents as its own discrete training population.
What are some of the challenges of offering this kind of training in this particular setting? I mean, one of the things that occurs to me is on 9/11, as devastating as it was confined to a relatively limited geographic area. You know, the worst physical damage was, you know, Lower Manhattan or at the Pentagon. So once you got away from those areas, you could get basic services. You know what I mean? You could get food, you could get water, you could get shelter. But here, you know what I mean? The damage is so widespread. So can you just talk a little bit about what are some of the challenges of addressing psychological needs given the physical circumstances there?
Sure. And I want to underscore, when we talk with people, local authorities, representatives of the community, talking with the First Lady and her colleagues, we do not provide mental health counseling. We do not provide therapy. What we provide is simple messaging in how adults, be they parents or professionals or paraprofessionals, can promote resilience in children. Mm-hmm. Most children are inherently resilient. Children can bounce back way faster than adults if they get the right support. It's very difficult for people who haven't received training. You know, many people think children may be showing bad behaviors, that they may be being just like ill-behaved, when in fact what they're demonstrating, what they're showing, are normal reactions to trauma. By not knowing the difference between what was bad behavior in the normal times and a normal reaction to trauma after a crisis, parents and adults may not be responding appropriately.
How, though, can you encourage parents to respond appropriately when they're so devastated themselves? We can't isolate the trauma that the adults have experienced from that's what the children are experiencing.
You're absolutely right, and that's why we always start our training saying, how are you? What are you doing to take care of yourself? And it gives them a chance to talk among themselves because they've been so busy. So it's a very informal training. It's more like a conversation that we hold.
How many people do you hope will get this training over the course of your time there? I don't know how long you plan to be there, but how long do you think the project will last?
Mercy Corps is going to be here for the long term. We have preliminary figures that say we would like to reach 1,500 people in the communities. So church leaders, nurses, teachers, people who are key, what we call key informants in the community. So it's a short-term response that we anticipate will be part of an ongoing program with Mercy Corps here in Haiti.
Griffin Samples is the Senior Technical Advisor for Mercy Corps, Comfort for Kids. She was kind enough to join us by phone from Port-au-Prince, where she is working. Griffin, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, my honor. Call back in 2 weeks so I can update you on how many and the reaction of more of the participants.
Okay, we'll try. Thanks a lot.
Best.
Okay.
Bye.